a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. As there are still millions on millions of our fellow men who have never seen the Bible, the written revelation of God to us, the sons of men, and since there are millions more who are still ignorant of these glorious and solemn truths that are so vital to our human welfare, both in this life and the life beyond death, my message bears the title of Have You Ever Heard? And those who have heard find great delight in hearing again and again the precious words of God to us. The living God who dwells in heaven is our Creator, and He made us in His likeness. God is not an image of stone any more than you and I are stone. God is the living God. He hears, He speaks, He sees us, and He has all power. He is grieved to see men make an idol and then worship it as God. We did not make God, but God made us. This living God in heaven made everything in the heavens above us and in the land and sea of earth where we live. And He made all the oil, the gas, the minerals, and all that's buried way down deep in this earth. He made the heavens with that big sun. That sun is not God, but God made that sun for our blessing and good. Just think, if there were no sun in the heavens, we would be in thick darkness, and it would be so cold we would freeze to death, and nothing could grow on the earth. And God created everything that grows on the earth so that we would have food to eat and water to drink. And the living God made all the animals too. He did not make any animal for us to worship as God, but He made some of the animals for us to eat as food. Then, after all His creation, He created man. He made us different from animals, for He made us in His own image and likeness. He gave us each a soul and a spirit. If we had only a body, then we would die like an animal, and that would be the end of us. But making us like Himself with a spirit, we are eternal beings and shall never end. By God making us a spirit, we can know God and can commune with God. No animal can do this. They can never know anything about God. But we know there must be an all-powerful God who made us and made all that we see. He also made all that we do not see. Those great heavenly planets which are so big, our earth is only like a little speck in comparison. God also gave us each one a conscience, and this makes us feel so guilty when we sin against God. And God endowed us with a will, so that we have a right to choose to either do good or to do evil. We decide whether we shall obey God or go our own way of rebellion against God. This makes what we do so serious, for we must answer to God for it one day. It was what we decided to do in our own hearts. But how can we know more about all these things? So, in a wonderful way, God gave us a book to tell us, so that we can know for sure. That book we call the Holy Bible, for it is God's word to us. That book reveals the only true God as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Not three gods, but a threefold revelation of the one God. And so God's book says, and God said, that is one, let us make man in our image after our likeness. That means three in one. This is the great mystery of God's presence and His glory, the one living and all-powerful God who made us. And God endowed us with a sense of what is good and what is evil, and we all feel within ourselves that one day we shall meet this holy God in His judgment of us. And we know that for all these things God will bring us into judgment. What shall we do? What can we do about our sins against God? We are reaching out to every village with this blessed news. We are not making this up. God's word tells us of it, and God has really done this. It is a fact. It is history. God so loved us that his great heart of love grieved to see us turn away from him in our sin and rebellion. For this we all deserved his wrath and his judgment forever. But in his great mercy and grace, he planned and he provided salvation for us. Let me tell you more. Now listen carefully. It is so wonderful, there's nothing like it ever known to man. It is so far above our highest imagination. It is measureless. It is divine. Man is controlled by selfish purposes, greed. But God is moved to sacrifice in behalf of those who deserved only his punishment. How wonderful. God appointed his Son to become man and to live right here on earth among us. His name is the Lord Jesus Christ. In tender compassion, he healed the sick and gave sight to the blind and even raised the dead as he manifested that he was truly God. But in our depravity and wickedness, we took him and killed him. Yes, we nailed him up on the cross to bleed and die in awful agony. Now comes the greatest mystery of all time. When we showed our wickedness, God showed his love for us. And at that very cross, he was providing salvation for us. And while we were crying out at Jesus, away with him, crucify him, he was right then dying for our sins. And he was doing the great work of our salvation. And his very blood on that cross was, as God's book tells us, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, that cleanseth us from all sin. Now you understand why we give ourselves and all we have to tell you of a salvation so wonderful as this. How could we do less? And that was not all. God wanted to show us who Jesus really was and that he had completely finished the work to make our salvation possible. And so God raised him from the dead. The tomb was empty, and Jesus, the living man, walked again on this earth. And then, leading his disciples out of a little town into the field, he gave them his parting blessing, and they saw him rise into heaven, where God received him and put him on the highest throne of heaven. All this actually happened right here on earth, and God's book tells us about it step by step. And now God holds forth to us his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to be our Lord, for us to obey him, and to be our Savior, for us to trust in him to save us and change us. Hearken, my fellow men, you need no longer to live in your sins like a miserable slave. Repent of your sins and call on the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. Tell God that you're so thankful to learn all this about him and his wonderful love for you. And thank the Lord Jesus Christ for dying for your sins and thus providing salvation for you. Then tell God your decision is to forsake your sins and to be a Christian, as you now receive the Lord Jesus Christ to be yours and to give yourself to him to be his. To be a Christian, that means one who belongs to Christ. In heaven, we will be happy to learn how that many of you became Christians and how our living God changed your lives to glorify Christ Jesus. I am your servant for Jesus' sake, David Brinkman. We have compiled some Bible books that will tell you more about our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. They are free to any sincere seeker after the truth. To know the Lord Jesus Christ in personal faith is to love him as your Savior, to serve him as your Lord, and to worship him as your God. It is time to seek the Lord, for now is the day of salvation. May it be that to you this very day. Amen.